This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving and grooving. It's another hour of the DJV program. Put your seatbelts on and strap yourself in. Ready for lots of conversation and movement, if you know what I mean, for Wednesday, the 22nd of July. I'm Doug Steffen with my voice. I've declared this to be an allergy-free zone today, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, what about that? Allergy-free.
Well, we all may have to leave then.
Wave my magic wand, Froggy. So there are the usual things and the unusual things that are going on as we streamline the infotainment part of our production here. Jennifer Horn wants to take us to Alaska, north to Alaska, where there was a little bit of shaking, a whole lot of shaking going on.
A little bit. Pretty serious earthquake overnight. Early Wednesday morning, an earthquake with the preliminary magnitude of a 7.8 struck off the coast of Alaska on Wednesday. The earthquake was 60 miles south and southeast of Perryville, Alaska, according to the U.S. Geological Service. The quake is considered shallow at about 6 miles. That's 10 kilometers deep. Usually anything below 70 kilometers is considered a shallow quake. A tsunami warning had been issued following the earthquake, according to the National Oceanic Center. The warning was in effect for South Alaska and the Alaska Peninsula, Pacific Coast from Kennedy Entrance, Alaska to Unimak Pass, according to the Tsunami Warning Center. That included Homer, which is where I have one of my very good friends, actually, who is up there. Makes you want to check in on all of the people that you love, because you don't think of a lot of people living in Alaska, but certainly shaking like this and the tsunami warning, it has to be pretty scary times. The tsunami warnings just canceled a few moments ago by the National Weather Service. Earthquakes are more likely to develop into tsunamis if they're in high magnitude, are shallow, and are thrust earthquakes rather than strike-slip earthquakes. And unfortunately for Alaska, all three of those criteria were met. There have been 11 aftershocks so far, ranging in magnitudes from 3.9 all the way up to 6.1, which is a huge quake to be considered an aftershock. So there you go, people in Alaska still recovering. 7.8 earthquakes.
So is it different up there? Do you think, depending on the topography, where there is an earthquake, whether it's Japan, the islands over there, up in Alaska, down our western coast, or wherever there are, you said something that intrigued me that I thought it was interesting. It wasn't a deep earthquake. Given the fact that the earth quakes from the bowels of the earth, or at least the movement comes that way as the shelf shifts on the surface, the shelf itself is only, 60, 70 miles deep, if even that, the Earth's shelf, which has changed over the whole, if you look at the whole history of the planet, over 4.5 or 5 billion years, the continents as we know them were, as the Earth formed, the outer layer, they were closer together. It was water pretty much on one side of the planet and land on the other side of the planet. And then as the plates have moved over the millions and billions of years, it separated, let's say, South America from Africa. And the northern tier of England or the northern European countries from what is Greenland. That was all you could walk. You could, I was going to say you could drive. Probably not back in that era, but you know what I'm saying. So this is just a continuing movement. People think, oh, it's global warming or something like that. No, that's not an intelligent nor an accurate application of the problems caused by global warming, if you believe in that sort of thing. There are a lot of, I think, there's so many changes that take place. And here, once again, we find the lack of education with regard to the topography, did you take geography, for example, ladies? Both of you take geography when you were in school?
Jennifer, of course I did.
Yeah. And there, my friend is a climate scientist who's a geologist, and he deals with, you know, earthquakes and things like that, and it's very much tied to climate change. So if we're just being factual, that it's absolutely tied. That's what he has a PhD in, so that's what he does.
That doesn't mean he's right.
But in 2020, if you believe in climate change, I don't even understand how someone can't.
You do believe in it, and I do believe in it, but some people don't. So I'm not dismissing
man-made climate change is.
What'd you say, John?
Man-made climate change is what people disagree about.
That's a combo of things, so maybe that's why I'm in the middle here. You may not think it's man-made. Victoria does think it's man-made.
I didn't say it's totally man-made, but climate change is there. It's a reality. It's like I don't understand people who say, "Oh, well, that's not a real thing." Okay.
Well, I understand it because that's not where they're coming from. It's not comfortable. It's like any other belief that people have. We can equate it to the virus, the coronavirus. Some people believe it's a real thing and it's something that's serious and could destroy the planet, and other people think it's an inconvenience and it ought not to be the focus of all of our attention. And then there are people who think sort of somewhere in between. And so that's what, you know, we just have all these different opinions based on more information, different information, lack of information. Speaking of the virus, I thought it was interesting. Yesterday morning we started talking about what the Republicans were trying to do with regard to the stimulus check and what the Democrats were trying to do. There is more focus, if you will, on direct payments. Senate seems to be wanting to go down that road. Where are we on...
Is there any progress there? Do we know?
Yeah, where are we on the payroll, the taxes, and that sort of thing?
Well, I think...
Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're asking me, I've just heard that they already have a draft, and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, they were at the White House yesterday talking about that. It includes funding for testing, getting money to schools so that they can open up. It includes the Paycheck Protection Program plan is extended, and it gets rid of the payroll tax. So that is already drafted. I think that they have to present it to the Senate, and that has not happened yet. I think the Senate could come back maybe next week, or the Senate's back, but I think they could maybe take a look at it next week.
All right.
Are there stimulus payments included in that? Or because I know the $600 pandemic insurance is ending at the end of July.
I think there's one more stimulus that they're talking about.
Hmm.
The Europeans seem to have gone a little further down the road than we have. Apparently, there's a deal for a couple of $1 trillion in recovery for all of the countries that are in the European Union. They got together for the last 3 or 4 days. You look at some of the countries. Italy is where it first really started and then spread badly. In Spain, their economies are really in the tank, in the bucket. Nobody's touring, and both of those countries are big tourist destinations, especially this time of year. And there aren't even any flights. If you look at both the national airlines of Italy and Spain are not flying outside of the country. If they are, they're just going into Europe. They're certainly not coming here or going to other parts in the world.
Wasn't there a story that we talked about last week? Was it last week or the week before that there are things that are showing up in the canals in Venice? Like, I don't know, is it dolphins or...
Yeah, no, the whole... air is cleaner,
dolphins, right?
The water
is
cleaner.
And dolphins only show up where the water is really clean. And that's why they haven't been seen in those canals in I don't even know how long, because those canals
because
are filthy.
Well, because everybody, in Venice, the Venetians throw the garbage into the canals.
Yeah. I think dolphins have been seen there. It's amazing how wildlife across the planet is responding.
How quickly,
and changing.
Victoria, it changes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really.
There are sharks. There are great whites all around Long Island, and that water is just a lot cleaner now too. And without people being in boats, the sharks are coming closer into land, and so it's kind of like Mother Nature's revenge in a sense.
Well, it shows
it's
you how quickly
with mammals, it's all across the world.
It shows you how quickly the Earth will respond when given the opportunity. How Mother Earth, Mother Nature, will clean herself up if she has the opportunity. So there is that. The observation is not lost on a lot of people. I don't think it is anyway. So back to the European Union. They have an $850 billion coronavirus fund based on common borrowing. That's the same sort of thing we have here, loans and grants and that sort of thing.
Who do they borrow from?
I would think they probably borrow from almost each other. The European Bank is something that...
I was curious if they're going to borrow from China.
Yeah, I don't know that's an interesting question. We are not borrowing from China. We're in a different market. As a matter of fact, I heard, and I don't know that this is true or not, that we didn't borrow any, we haven't borrowed at all. We're borrowing sort of from ourselves. And the old business about printing money, I'm not sure that's a facetious comment, frankly. Just, okay, send them a check. See where it goes.
Well, doesn't China do that all the time? They manipulate their own currency?
Yeah, right.
So they're the masters. If we're just borrowing from ourselves, and maybe we're taking a playbook, a page from their playbook.
Yeah, that could be. Other items of interest when it comes to schools reopening, some say it will trigger more outbreaks. The largest teachers union in Florida has sued the governor there and other state officials to stop from having the public schools open up fully. Is this the only place in the country where there was a plan to open everything, open it fully? I'm talking about as far as schools.
No, other states have plans,
I think.
Right?
Yeah,
other
schools, a lot of
others
states
are opening things up.
Yeah, a lot of states are going back, right.
I noticed here locally some of the special ed units in Massachusetts opened up on Monday, places where they have special schools for hearing, special schools for emotional, special schools for physical damages and physically damaged youngsters, and they're all reopening. I noticed the drivers of the buses wearing masks, that sort of thing, which is obviously a pretty smart thing to do. I wonder if they go back to school, the teachers going to wear masks and all the students? What's been the rule that's been put forth by anybody who said, okay, let's open up the schools, but these are the rules. Social distancing.
A lot of masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Staggered classes. It's like half the kids will be in the classroom at a time or less than half, maybe.
One of the things that they're trying to experiment with in some of the districts that are going back in California, there's like two that are allowed to do it, and that is bubbles of learning. So basically kids would be assigned like a learning bubble, which would mean they'd have to stick with the same kids. They'd have recess, lunch together. They'd be in learning communities together, and it would be a group of like four or five kids. So they'd cluster up the classroom, essentially, and keep the kids' interaction in those groups.
So in Florida, the teachers, they haven't suggested they want 87 different things that have nothing to do with education like the L.A. Teachers Union has, right? And where is L.A. and the Teachers Union with that? Are the teachers given up on some of those things?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. So they'll have no school there. School's done.
There is no school.
So they stop paying the teachers? Why don't they?
Of course not. No, the teachers will still get paid, and the unions will still get funded.
Do online classes?
Yeah, they are going to be doing online classes, but, you know, how well those classes will be taken is the question. People with disabilities are going to be left behind. People who have English as a second language will be left behind.
Right.
And then the people who are ahead of the main are going to be left behind. So it's too, I don't know, there are a lot of people, Jeff included, who have already started exploring homeschool options, and that's just what they're going to do. And I think it's the right thing until public school can figure out how to actually effectively deliver the service that they're being paid for.
Mm-hmm. That's...
Unfortunately, the governor's shutting down private education as well, and he's getting the pantsuit off of him for it.
Good. Well, that's there's so much more information floating around today. We'll touch on as much of it as we can during the course of our broadcast on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, a reminder about the product. The product. You don't hear... Well, I guess... If I'm endorsing something, it is the product as far as I'm concerned, and that's what holds with Calitrin. Calitrin is a specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme complex that aids your body in the repair and rebuilding of lean muscle, the highest standards in the industry of quality ingredients. They're all natural. So avail yourself of the safest way to lose weight. Go to toploss.com and sign up for the deal using the DJV code unlimited by.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a time on the DJV program. I have it on good authority that BTS, which is what you're listening to now, the group singing Euphoria, is the biggest act in the world musically. Is that right, Victoria?
In terms of album sales and downloads and fans, yeah. You'd have to be... I don't even know who could rival them right now, actually.
Really?
It's crazy.
Well, they're part of the iHeart Radio Festival that is going to go on as scheduled this September, despite the obvious. So let's see who else is in this. BTS playing, Coldplay there, Kane Brown, Khalid, Keith Urban, Migos, Miley Cyrus, Thomas Rhett, Usher, and there's some more on the bill of fare as well, performing in Los Angeles September 18th and 19th. Let's see. I guess there's some people taping performances.
There's no way this is happening if it's happening in Los Angeles, unless it's virtual.
It's airing.
Well, they have a whole bunch of restrictions. So it's going to, they're in the theater.
There's no audience, though, right?
There's no audience. Okay. Yeah, there's no audience. It's an empty theater.
Say, I live here. They won't even let me go to the bathroom with a girlfriend. I mean, give me a break.
Ryan Seacrest hosts it. Pretty much he does all. That's part of his big multi-million-dollar deal with iHeart, his morning show and the weekend shows and stuff. So he's there prominently. The producers say, we do have a theater which will be completely scrubbed and cleaned. No audience. We'll put a Zoom suite of fans in there so the artists can look out and see the fans, but they won't really be there. That's gonna be a weird
fake crowd noise, like the baseball.
Like the baseball, exactly. And they also say they'll have production teams outside the facility, remotely in a parking lot. Artists will have the venue to themselves for the entire day. You'll be able to rehearse and plug in and play live, and all those video effects and sound that you'd expect will be there. There are 10 artists performing at the theater. More will perform at a soundstage in Nashville. 5 artists a night over the 2-day period. So Keith Urban, Kane Brown. Is this something you ladies would look forward to participating by looking at watching?
I'll watch it on TV, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing else on, right?
Sure.
Or something new.
Right.
True. Especially by the time we get to September, my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of new music, though, around. Almost 26 past the hour music portion of the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you with Halsey now, who's been upfront about her struggles with mental health over the past few years, commenting on the situation with Kanye West. She wrote a series of tweets urging patience and understanding for those who are suffering during a bipolar episode. I think we've decided that was what was going on with Kanye. No jokes right now, she says. She's dedicated her career to offering education and insight into bipolar disorders. She noted that she's, quote, disturbed by what I'm seeing. Personal opinions about someone aside, a manic episode isn't a joke. No, and I think that's partially something that I have maybe been the only one in the world who attributed that to President Trump. I don't think it's about jokes. I don't think it's about anger. I think sympathies to a point. I think he brings on some of the problems himself. But I don't know about Halsey. What's her history?
Well, she has bipolar disorder. Yeah, she was diagnosed in high school. So,
yeah,
and she's been very honest about, you know, her taking medication and dealing with when she has ups and downs. And, you know, she's had the manic side where, you know, you go into this, like, manic fit. And then she's had the depression part, too. Bipolar is no joke. It's not something that's
horrible.
Easy to live with.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it who don't talk about it. A lot of people have it who don't treat
it. They don't want to
admit West,
to it.
Yeah, Kanye West has been he's been open about having bipolar disorder, but also open about refusing to take medication because it stunts his creativity.
But
and then
doesn't he also have a new single out right now?
Yeah, I think it comes out on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know, somebody that I know that follows this stuff pretty well was like, he seems to always have these breaks around the time that he's got new music coming out.
He does, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's handy, and that's good to know. Actually, that's an important part of the story. All right, so this is not, though, our focus here wasn't on Kanye West so much as it was on Halsey. 28 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1, find a quiet place if you can. 2, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. 3, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4, sit still because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He took his name off that bridge and replaced it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor. Someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News, as long as just one of her masks saves one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Again, 34 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. It's the 22nd of July with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at the ready, at your service, on your side. Once in a while, it's funny how we get feedback from people about certain things. And what I saw yesterday was that people seemed to be most interested in our conversation about oats. And Victoria, you were warning people about oats and
no, Dr. Jack was. He was talking about glyphosate.
Oh, that's right. It was Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Well, you were involved in the conversation. I do remember that.
Well, and I listened, but yeah.
Oh, weren't you? I thought you were.
No, I listened because I want to know.
Dang it, what did you do, Victoria?
I know. Yeah, he basically ruined Honey Nut Cheerios for me and corn flakes.
Quaker Oats.
Yep.
Everything Kellogg's and General Foods. And Quaker, all of these outfits that use oats, if you're eating oats that have come from the same source as much of the corn, soybeans, you name it, that have been treated with Roundup, you're cruising for a bruising.
Specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's what glyphosate has been linked to.
Yeah.
So that's what he was talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking but, you know, so many people are drinking oat milk now. I know. Before you go on the whole two, okay. Well, it's called oat milk, and people. I don't like it either, but whatever. But so many people are drinking that now, like by the gallons, and all they're drinking is glyphosate.
Right. Yeah.
Think about like you know all these health people. They think they're being like super, you know, super healthy and health conscious, and oh, I'm eating so clean. No, you're not. You're drinking chemicals that you're adding to your coffee.
Read the label.
Well, it doesn't say anything on the label.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
I'm not going to say this product causes cancer.
No.
No. But
Monsanto
say,
won that battle during the Obama administration.
Yeah, it does say, I always look at the, no, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for wheat and stuff in general because of my my glucose intolerance.
Intolerance.
You're right. It doesn't say, this brought to you by Monsanto, you'll be happy to know that you're giving yourself cancer by eating this stuff or drinking this stuff.
Yeah, one of the biggest disappointments for me personally during the Obama administration was that's exactly what they wanted on the label. That was the Food Label Safety Act, and Monsanto came in and lobbied and did exactly what they do. They bought people off, and now there's no label transparency. It
Instead, we got the
apart.
Food Safety Improvement Act, which is a joke. It leaves all the big producers out and only goes after farmers who make under $500,000 a year. So all the family farmers get screwed,
right. Let's
blued,
attack
and tattooed.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. And they're the ones that are doing their part. The best food comes from the smallest farms, period, end of story. That's been proven over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So it's just, but we're kidding ourselves for sure. So when you're singing, he's feeling his Cheerios, 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 you're actually feeling the glyphosate. Right.
Well, Jax, just in case people are like, well, what are we supposed to eat? Jax's recommendation is there are, if you buy organic cereals, there's some cross-pollination with the glyphosate and the spraying, but it is a lot less. So you are definitely mitigating a lot of those circumstances if you buy the organic version. And there are tons of them in the cereal aisle now. So that is good that we have more variety.
Yes, it has produced more variety. You want to get the details behind this, check out our podcast or the show that's heard on many of these same stations called The Good Day Health Show that I do with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus every week. And the podcast available as well at gooddayhealthshow.com. Meanwhile, this weird shooting of the judge. Who did it? What the investigation has shown so far? Victoria, what do you have?
Well, the story is that the judge, she was actually not harmed. Her husband was shot. This is Judge Esther Salas. She's a U.S. court judge in New Jersey, where I am. And so this guy dressed up. He was a lawyer. He had tried cases before her, and he dressed up as a FedEx man, appeared at their house, shot and killed their 20-year-old son, who was a student at Catholic University. He was at home, and he was killed. And her husband has just finished his second surgery. He's in stable condition, according to the family. He's also an attorney. And so now the extra weird part of this, the FBI has identified this guy's name is, his last name was Den Hollander. He was an attorney. He was labeled as an anti-feminist attorney with a long list of personal grievances and sexist and racist views. So he was targeting Judge Esther Salas, who is a female, if you can't get the Esther part. So he was targeting her, and he eventually escaped up to New York, to Rockland, in Sullivan County, New York, where he shot himself. The FBI now has found another picture of another a picture in his car of another female judge that's a New York judge, and apparently he was targeting her as well, and that's why he drove from New Jersey into New York. They think that that's where he was going, was to target her next. And Governor Cuomo said that the New York State Police is providing security for that judge in New York while they're investigating.
Whacked out.
Well, he got some kind of weird diagnosis and probably was angry, and I don't know how they get so whacked out. You know, people who make a hit list, I don't understand that in life. Like, how do people go through and go keep score almost so that people have done that wrong? But people do, I guess.
Yeah.
And this guy had, like, you know, he had written extensively, you know, he had serious issues with women. I mean, hatred for women. Mm-hmm. So it just, he was a very disturbed person. I don't know what the diagnosis was that Jen's referring to, but
is hate also
a diagnosis? Because he would have that too.
But I think he had like some sort of diagnosis that, and again, I read this in an article. I think it could have been from the Daily Mail, so I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but there was, I guess there was some suspicion that he received kind of a life-threatening diagnosis and just went off and did his thing.
Well, it's among some of the top stories, these crazy people and the crazy things they do. There are lots of human rights violations here in our country and around the world. And looking at some of the things elsewhere in the world, the U.S. has put sanctions on the Chechen Republic because of human rights violations there. Mike Pompeo saying the restrictions against the head of the Russian state of Chechnya will stand. Is this just the latest? What's the relationship of Chechnya and the head of that division, that part of Russia, to the leader, Putin?
Well, the guy is a raging homophobe. He's been killing gay men in Chechnya. We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
And this guy is just, yeah, this guy's a lunatic. He's an absolute looney tune. And so he's already been tweeting threats like, bring it on, America. Okay.
Yeah. But is
that
he
was one of the, one
in
of the
league
things
with Putin?
Well, I mean, he's literally killing people. And this was one of the things that the Trump administration did that didn't get a lot of, I don't know, it didn't get a lot of attention from people.
Yeah, no.
This was a huge, for worldwide, for LGBTQ rights and for their for the safety of that community, this was a huge step that was taken where they made it illegal for, at least from our perspective, for them to be doing this behavior. And they've had this group in their sights for a long time, and it was really kind of under the leadership of Rick Grenell, who is the ambassador to Germany, who is a gay man who was very close to the president, had his ear, and brought it to his attention that this was going, that these atrocities were even happening. I don't think many people even knew that this was going on.
So we can't claim that Trump's opponents can't claim that he's an he's a homophobe.
I think there's a lot. I mean, look, that's a can of worms to open up. People are going to believe what they believe about the president. But I always argue that if you want the proof, he's the very first president that we've ever had that is pro-gay marriage. Obama was not. George Bush was not.
Obama changed his stance on it. And absolutely
he changed his stance. But guess what?
A lot
he changed his stance. And from the very beginning, but I mean, as much as we can say, he changed his stance. From the very beginning, President Trump was our first pro-gay marriage president that went into the White House that way and stayed that way all the way through and has done a lot of things to help gay rights around the world. So,
but then around the world maybe, but then 23 attorneys general are suing the Trump administration because they're stripping LGBTQ rights out of Obamacare. So how can you, I don't understand how you can say, yeah, I want to go after people in Chechnya.
One of the issues has been about reassignment surgery, and that is something that I think, and look, I'd have an argument about
it.
I don't want to have to pay for someone's elective nose job.
This isn't the Affordable Care Act, though. This is different. This is not the same. That's not the same thing. They already removed protections for transgender people in June. That already happened. Health and Human Services now says they're going to enforce sex discrimination laws. So if you are transgender and you have Obamacare, you have the Affordable Care Act that you're paying for, that doctors can now, they can turn you away from treating you. And they're also going after people who don't speak English.
Well, there must be
fully.
Some
they're,
smoke
that's why they're being sued by 23 attorneys. Yeah,
it's got to be something.
This is a ridiculous. I have friends who are gay and trans who have the ACA, who have the Affordable Care Act insurance, and their insurance is absolutely in jeopardy now. So I don't know how pro-gay Trump can be when his administration's doing this.
This would be directly related to any surgeries or medical conditions. I mean, no one asks you on your medical when you're filling out your insurance forms what your sexuality is.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
It doesn't ask you if you're hetero or if you're gay.
Doesn't
male or female, that's all it asks.
It just, yeah, it only asks you if you're male or female.
Or Caucasian or what.
But if doctor, right, but this allows doctors, if they feel that they don't want to treat a gay person, this allows them the out, that they don't have to. That is discrimination. That's there's no other word for that. That's discrimination. It's
medical
discrimination.
Can you go to another doctor if they say
yeah.
no?
Well, what if you have a life-threatening illness and some doctor says, well, I don't want to treat you because I think you're gay? They can also discriminate now against women who've had abortions. So it's not a woman seeking abortions. If you've had an abortion.
How do they discriminate? I don't know about that. What happens?
With all of there's a new rule that that takes effect this month, if this all goes through, that if you've had an abortion, if you're a woman who says on your medical records, yes, I've had an abortion, but now that was 20 years ago, and now I have this other issue, doctors, if they don't want to treat you because they don't believe in that, they can turn you away as well. This is a whole unconstitutional mishmash. This is going
to
end up in the Supreme
Court. Is it constitutional to force? I mean,
HIPAA is supposed to not discriminate.
Right.
That's the point.
But it's the old argument about the cake baking shop and whether or not a baker has to make a cake for a gay wedding. I mean, everybody gets rights. The gay people can get married. The doctors can decide. I mean,
that was held up too. I think, wasn't it?
It was held up because it's constitutional. Right.
Yeah. Baseball is back.
If I were someone who was sick and going to a doctor that didn't want to treat me, I would get the heck out of there as quickly as
Can we do baseball now?
Yes, because I'm excited. It's Wear Blue Thursday.
Where did I, was it you? Who was I talking to yesterday? I don't remember. No, it wasn't you I talked to. Somebody was very excited. Well, you had listened to some games over the weekend, didn't you? Or you watched some games there isn't any.
It's Sunday.
No fans in the stands. I was listening to a broadcast of the Red Sox game yesterday, or last night, actually. Nobody in the stands. They're playing in Fenway Park. No crowd noise. No seventh inning stretch. No vendors with beer here. That's what they... hot dog! Get your hot dog here! That's Fenway Park.
It's very Fenway, yeah.
Yes, it is. Get your beer here! Hot dogs over here!
Speaking of the people who do that, what has happened to all those people who work in those venues?
They're out of work.
In fact, wasn't that part of the PPP? Wasn't that supposed to keep them right on the payroll?
Well, not part
of the PPP because they were too big. I mean, the people that bring those people in are either owning stadiums
or teams. More than 500 employees.
Yeah, so the thing that they're a lot of, and actually there have been big stories about this around the country where teams have been coming together and donating money to help those people who have been furloughed from stadiums who would actually serve the games. There are big stories about, I don't know, the Lakers, the Dodgers have done it. I'm sure teams around the country have done the same thing.
So 60 games in the shortened season, the postseason, is there really going to be a World Series? What's the point?
There is.
It's fucking silly. Today, speaking of what's going on at the park, today is National Hot Dog Day. The term, if you're curious, derived in the 19th century at a time when German immigrants brought their own food traditions with them to our country. It's believed they brought to New York the first hot dog, originally referred to as a dachshund sausage, for the long shape resembled the dachshund puppies. Around 1870, Charles Feltman, a German immigrant, began to sell hot dogs out of a stand on Coney Island. Now, there's a visualization that doesn't leave you quickly. He sold 3,600 Frankfurters in a bun. That first year, hot dogs became a household name in the late 19th century when a casual food lover and baseball team owner of the St. Louis Browns, and now the St. Louis Cardinals, name is Chris Von der Ahr, brought the two together in his amusement park that he had there in St. Louis. So hot dogs, Frankfurters, coming from Germany, I don't think there's any surprise there. On the television side of things, the Friends reunion starting to cook up. They're going to start filming it, apparently. Jimmy Fallon, Schwimmer, talking about it on the Tonight Show. It's supposed to happen in August. So they don't need an audience for that anyway, because it's going to be a special on HBO.
Yeah, right? I think it's just a matter of the cast being together and being, safe.
All right, and there's nothing good on TV tonight.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, Call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Wednesday. Tori Akeelan is all geared up and has the info, first of all, on the Chinese hackers. They've been identified, at least a couple of them have been. So does that mean that they were here in America and that's where they got grabbed, Victoria?
Oh, no, they haven't been grabbed yet. That's part of the problem.
Oh.
So these two Chinese hackers are still in China, and they have been accused by the Justice Department of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets. More recently, going into they were attacking the vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of treatment, testing, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. That means a lot. You've got pharmaceutical companies. We know the big ones like Pfizer and Gilead. And Moderna, they've been working on vaccine stuff. But a lot of universities have been, which, you know, they don't necessarily have the money and the infrastructure to have intense cybersecurity. So a lot of university labs are vulnerable. And then when you look at, like, Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp and all the other big lab companies that are conducting all the testing, a lot of that they're just not prepared for cyber attacks. And so the Justice Department said that the suspects' activities resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. There's no evidence so far, though, that indicates that they actually obtained any virus-related research, so they're still looking into that. As of May, federal prosecutors said the hackers had been surveying a California company that was dealing in coronavirus test kits. Now, you have to wonder, what did they want from that? Did they want to just extort money? Did they want to buy up the tests, or do they want to replace the tests with something faulty? Who knows? So this is 11 counts against these two guys. They're in their early 30s. It's a far-reaching computer intrusion campaign that spanned more than 10 years and leaving a trail of victims in a dozen countries. So both of these guys are Chinese citizens. They've worked on their own benefit at the direction of the Chinese intelligence services, according to the FBI. And the FBI says that essentially the Chinese government has is harboring these criminals, as which is not surprising. We know that. And so they're allowing them to, you know, remain in on mainland China to do their own thing, and they're essentially pawns of the Chinese government. The Justice Department is also accusing China of essentially recruiting these types of hackers. So we know that these hackers from North Korea are also allowed to live on mainland China. They're obviously heavily monitored, but at least it gets them out of North Korea, and it's probably one of the incentives for them to do it, is that they get out of North Korea and they can live kind of a relatively normal life, normal compared to what they were living. And so China has been offering these deals to these hackers. You can live in Hong Kong, you can live in mainland China, and so it's a mess. And like we said, you know, they're still in China. We know what they're doing. We know where they are, but there's nothing we can really do except bring up charges against them. But they're out of the U.S. reach at this point.
Wow. Lego has revealed a Nintendo NES console kit. Let's see how that works.
The Geek Out.
On the heels of the news of a never-before-opened copy of Super Mario Bros. The video game sold at auction for $114,000 is the news that LEGO is releasing a true-to-size NES console made of LEGOs. Not only will you be able to insert a game pack into an opening slot, it comes with a controller, and more amazingly, you also build a retro TV, and via a crank, you make the screen scroll and recreate the video game. Not sure we've ever seen LEGO offer a set quite like this before, and it will be a must-have for any NES fan. The LEGO NES goes on sale August 1st for $230, and we've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up here is a focus on Spotify. What are they doing that's new?
Well, they're doing video podcasts, which is a new thing for them. It's not new to YouTube. It's not new to a lot of podcasters, but it is new on the Spotify platform. So they announced the news saying that all users where podcasts are supported will be able to not only listen to these new shows or these existing shows, but they'll also be able to watch them on a desktop and a mobile device. Now, they're starting out with only certain ones being able to post their video. Most podcasters will still have to upload their own video footage for now. A lot of them do it on YouTube because you can actually make some money doing it. This really centers on the Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular podcasts in the world. And so he has moved his deal to Spotify, and they're going to have video of him doing the podcast. That's kind of what this is built on. But it's definitely going to be a rival to YouTube.
Aha! All right, there you had the information first, fast and factual here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.